Shalom Aleichem. Who else is there? Okay. Oh, you are on. I thought you said you're not. Okay. Good. So we're holding here in the Geres Teimon, Ukvar Hodi Eina Bori Al Di Daniel. Olav HaShalom, right? Okay. So he spoke here about the different oppositions that have arisen to Torah HaMitis. This was all foretold through Daniel that there will be this type of opposition. Let's just explain a point, I guess, that the Rambam finds intriguing. We don't have Avodah Zarah, we don't live with Avodah Zarah, and it's very natural for us that the alternative religions are sort of like Judaism. They're sort of, you know, Torah, God, a revelation, and so on. The way we have it, that's what we grew up with. Going back to a time when everybody who was not Jewish was Oyver Avodah Zarah, so you come to a remarkable situation. So I have all of these people. So this is a very normal mahalach. We have God, they have a wind God, they have a sun God, everyone has their own little God. That someday everyone will stop having their own God, but everyone will be coming along with a imitation God. In other words, the other religions are by and large like Judaism, from Judaism, fighting Judaism, is a remarkable change. And that's why he says there's a nevuah to that. The idea that Shiyamoid Adam Vigaladash Tidmadas Hemis really took a Navi to tell us. Not something at all that frustrates intuitive because we live it. But for somebody coming from then, it was not at all intuitive. Vidabigdolas Vyayma, Shiyodal of Ruch Nevuah, Venosnai Sefer. Vishadiba Bere Imoi, Vamula Bere Kaitsebezem, a harbor is far of. Ama Daniel Keshesipa Midas Melech Edoim. So Daniel spoke about things like that when he spoke about Edom, which is Christianity. Vedima Amidas Mishuga. He also spoke about Muhammad coming to the world. Vechia Noitseach Lemelech Edoim Melech Paras Vyavan. Le Karen Semacha Shaorcha Vigodak Mashbazim Absukim Lamim Vyachidim. So the psukim in Daniel definitely indicate this. Sheminyanim shenigul b'metzias klema ba'olam ve'ein lepsukim ein pirushim acherim ala kepshatam. Looking at what happened, you say that hey, this is exactly what happened. V'kshekein oma mistakel havis b'karnaya. I was looking at his horns. Ve'elu karen achri ze'ira sulkis b'nehan. A small horn popped up. Uslos min karnayu kadmiyose is akam kadoma. And the three horns fell out because of this one horn. In other words, this horn overtook the other ones. It had human eyes on this horn, and it had a mouth that spoke very haughtily. So he says, look into this mushroom and you'll see something extraordinary. Oma, Shiroa Kerna Zira Tzemachas. He saw a small horn growing, spouting. And he was wondering, hey, this one was able to overcome or outdistance three other karnayim. He saw that this was quasi-human. So here he had a horn, which always symbolizes a malchus, triumph, etc., push its way past three other horns, which was Yavin, Paris, and Rome, and it had some quasi human features, eyes and a big mouth. Kleima, Sheha'omid hazeh, this one who's rising up, Yidame das, will project a religion, Shetidame das alekis, they'll be human like. In other words, the human form is Torah, is Yiddishkeit, and he will project a religion that will be human like. V'yoyma, shu navi, he'll say, I'm a big navi. V'yarbe dvarim, and he'll say big things. Ubi'alon Daniel shekavanosi tila hafel vata terze shibadenu v'iskam shanoisa. And Daniel says he's going to try to change and destroy the Torah. Shekeinam, he said, v'yisba lashnoya zimne v'das. He will want to be mevatel the religion and the ma'adim. V'yishavim b'yodei, and he will have the power ad idon v'idonin uplag edon. Until idon, idonin uplag edon. A zman, and many zmanim, and a half a zman. Which obviously we don't know, because if we'd know when Mashiach is coming. So this is something which is, first of all, he's learning Pshat that it's talking about Malchus Yishmael. It's one of those shailos always, where does Yishmael fit in? The Rambam definitely feels that he fits in. Rav Nezer also holds that the last Malchus is not Rome, the last Malchus is Yishmael. There's a lot of talk about it back and forth, but the Rambam here certainly says that there's a remiss to Yishmael. Ushloisha ha'ma'arim ha'elu, klema. These three groups that have come to uproot Yiddishkeit. Kleima, hakata anosis, those are trying by the force of the sword. Vakata to enes tainis, and those that are arguing with us, the polemic with us. Vakata misdam ledasenu, and those that seek to be similar to us. Kulon yevedu. They will all be destroyed. And even if there'll be a tkufa when there's victory seems to be theirs, it's not going to last for a long time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goyza and Kal Yisrael and Maftiach to them. She calls man as man. She yamrels in. She calls shmad. That any time that there will be a gzeir of kolonach and kol yisrael, shu osi the salkol asiroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove it. In other words, we have avtach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we will last. We will, you know, as tough as it is, we will outlast them. The shekenam David ruach hakodesh misape b'lashein ha'uma shemisraemis etaviyad goyim banu. David HaMelech speaks very strongly about the complaint about the terrible galus we're in and the terrible tzaris and so on of the goyim on us. But still, with all of their pressure against us and their overpowering, they do not have the ability to destroy us. Even though they pursue us and they mitzayr us with shmad and gzeiros, shekeinu medal shalom rabbis suruni min urai yomer yisrael rabbis suruni min urai gam lo yochlili. So that's what the pasuk says. Many they've caused Klal Yisrael tzaros, but they couldn't best Klal Yisrael. I guess we have 1,000 years more. History the Rambam had, and that stayed true all the way. And we haven't had a lack of gzeiros, and yet we outlived them. Va'atem achinu, he says, ha'enchem yodin shemenachvat zaras sheichichas solavad of a zara, v'leitzem etzem al Daniel ha'mishav azaria, Don't you know that in the days of Chanetza, they forced Kaisel wherever the Zara? The only ones who didn't was the Neil Chaim Shah Azaya. The saved of a Hishmida Haboris is Allah Behavid Nimusai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed him, destroyed his religion. The Chazar Emes Masha Hoysa. Bechini Rabbi Bayeshenik, she governed Machasiov and Ashur, the Gaza Shmaris Dolus and Mishun Zisrol, Labir Adas, the Gaza Mchila Shabbos Lafer Bis Mila, Shikhto Kachmi Sol Belavushai, Shaylam Chelikra Shavaka Israel, Beshe Yochik Bikarin Ashur Kin Azeva Hakach Yachrishboy. That's interesting. So the Rambam has a bit of a different gear set than we normally have. First of all, he says everyone had to write it on his garment. And then he also had to put it on his shor as he was plowing. The 52 years this gzera lasted. The Akakh Iva Kashbarhum Shaltim the same Yachat. And that Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed them. Vhinimsa Besenu Omi Braver Mekhimis. You find Pamachas Goz of Machus Yovan Shor Shmala Yisrael and Vishalma Yisrael. The word Yovan is an insert of some sort. I don't know if the Rambam's insert or whoever inserted it, but I think it says Malchus or Shor, if not mistaken, or Hamalchus. And yet, Klal Yisrael had Shalom. Kach v'kach goz aleim, v'chakach v'mevat ha-boyez v'agzeri hi v'yemash v'soysa. V'yemevat l'umash v'sagoyez v'soysa. There would be Gzeris, and then Klal Yisrael, the Gzeris would stop, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would then destroy the people who made the Gzeris. V'chein Amr Chazal, Shmod Avidah the Bottle. The Marek Subis says that Gzeira Avidah the Tela, that you don't just simply cancel Gzeira because of a Takana because of Gzeira, because a Gzeira is Avidah the Bottle. Okay, V'tiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Avinu al-Sholem. And this is a beautiful Taichin Apostolic that Rambam gives. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mavtiach Yaakov that despite the fact that Umos Olam will oppress Klal Yisrael, Kassel will remain, and those who have attempted to enslave them, they will disappear. Kemo Shenema, V'hoya Zaracha Kafar Aretz. Kloima. Even though Klal Yisrael will be trod upon like the earth that everybody trods, the safest they're going to win. The mushal is kemoisha ofa bachrisa yala darse moisei v'yeshaya huva darse soleya moedu. The earth will cover those who step on it, and the earth will remain and not to be able to step in it. So the earth is something everybody tramples on, that's universal, and everybody ends up inside the earth. V'hine, b'ya yeshaya l'sholom v'dani m'shoy shakadosh baruch hu, sheho'uma azayis kol yimei yoyse b'golos, kol mishayala machshavta eskaba lehem anasay sam, efshol yasay yatzliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshaya informed us that Klal Yisrael, as long as it's in Golus, whoever is going to want to do harm it, he'll be able to harm it. Avol, b'achrisa yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu moisiyah v'yasem enechal yevekeva. But the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save Klal Yisrael and get rid of those that harm it. Shekeinu mechazus koshugid lono haboyged boyged boged v'shedet shedet ale elon tsuri modai kolan chos yishbati. So I'm not sure exactly what he saw so much in Spasik. In Spasik, he basically said the people that will betray us and the Elom and Modai. I don't know what of all the Pesukim what he found here. Back upon him. V'chein iftichon ha'amayra de neve'inu sh'loi no'avad v'loi yasem on a klia v'loi nosa lo'il mi'as uma chasida. So he said, we will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avtachatos is he will never destroy us. And we will never ever. The Rambam says three things. Shaloi noivat. We will never become lost. Meaning that if we choose to opt out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never let it happen. That's one. Veloyasim on a kloya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never destroy us. We will always be the Chasheva Am. In other words, this is Keneged, the Christians who say that because we sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched teams and is no longer with us. That is also wrong. Just like it's impossible that Mitzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes bottle, Ken Efshe Shenoivad V'Nispatu Min Olam. We can never become bottle. Shekein Oma Keni Hashem Lecheni Sibatim Yaakov Lechlisem. So this is when we talk about Klal Yisrael, you know, B'Shimcha Krasa Shmeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Klal Yisrael with the Shem Hashem. That means that there's a certain chalois aleikus on Klal Yisrael, and that chalois is something which is that chalois is something which is embedded in the etzem mitzias of Klal Yisrael, and it's something which is as immutable it's, since we are the Ratz in Hashem. And we are the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for Tzoynoi. So that means that we have, we're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzias Kaviyachol. In other words, all of the Inyanim that one associates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one associates with, the things that Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu associates that with Klal Yisrael. So our Ratzon being tied up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon being tied up with our Metzias means this. So he says, Ukemoikein bisainu vehemitzai sonu yisbarach shmoi shenimna etzlo limoisasun mechaleinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never be moasas bechaleinu. Va'afa pishach yisev namen etzvoisav. Shekein kosek ha'om Hashem. Im yimadu shemayim lamala. If you could measure shemayim lamala v'yechokru moistaraz lamata and you could get down to the depths of the earth. In other words, if that ever would happen, which means it never happens, Gama ni emas bechol zera Yisrael, asher kol asher osnu Hashem. O beinyan ze beeino iftichonu betoyer de Moshe Rabbeinu al Shalom, shekein kosov afkam zeis yisem veretz aveyam le maasem galtum hoisem, lo febisi tom kinyash ha makeyam. Now, it's interesting, the Ramchal is in Das Tunis. He lists different types of kfira in the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know, he lists the stuff like if someone says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when he speaks about Kachavim, he speaks about Mazalos, they have a Kachavim, you know, the regular things in Emuna that one would associate with a kfira in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus. He also mentions that if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machlif, an ummah, the Klal Yisrael's to another ummah because he did too many averus, that also goes into that getter. The Chura on the surface is a little bit hard to understand a Mayit Shemitah Har Sinai. Yes, anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nitzchias and so on, but why would I, what does it have to do with being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not throw away Klal Yisrael? I mean, it's two separate things. And I think the getter is because it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is open for change. Basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said, I want Klal Yisrael, and that would include in it, one would assume that it would include in it a haftacha that Klal Yisrael will always be good, that you can't say that Klal Yisrael is going to be that Klal Yisrael is going to be bottled, because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu links us with Him, then this is part and parcel to kaviyachol, that's metzias. And if this is something that is mutable, your kaviyachol is saying that his metzias is lacking. There's something there, a kfira of sorts, in a very metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's linked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metzias. I want to talk a little bit about this. There are shailas that are asked that different sfarim deal with along the lines of being that the world has changes in it. Things come and go, and being a Kadosh Baruch Hu's yediya covers everything. So, wouldn't the changes in the world reflect itself in changes of his yediya? That's sort of one of the different types of questions along the same lines that has to do something with the ebb and flow of things in the world, which are definitely not constant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon and yediya and however you want to call it, that are constant. Those are questions that Sfarim talk about in different ways. Maral speaks about it in some places. But let's understand it from this perspective. If I tell somebody, you know, I'm putting down, I don't know, something in front of my house, and I don't do it, I didn't keep my word. If I say I'm putting this down in front of my house, and then I take it away a week later, so I change my mind. If I say I'm putting down something temporary for a week in front of my house, when I take it away, I didn't change my mind. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no din or dvarim, there's no shailas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu making things and those things don't last and so on and so forth. He made them as nivroim and nivroim don't last. So everything in this world that comes as a nivra, he created it as a nivra. And if he creates it as a nivra, nivroim have in themselves inherent limitations. And these are the limitations of a nivra. So if I tell somebody I'm buying a pet dog, so the question why the dog is not 5 foot tall, the answer is because dogs aren't 5 foot tall. It has to do with the chayfes, it has nothing to do with me. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brings things into this world, they are nivroim, and that was his ratzon. His ratzon is to bring nivroim into the world. Nivroim have limitations, and therefore any limitation that you impose on a nivra is because of his metzias of nivra, not because of the borei chabai. Mal says it's also many places. The nivra reflects in itself both the borei and the fact that it's a nivra. And the fact that it's a nivra gives it its limitations and so on. But the thing that I create that is the core rutzen of what I want, that has a different getter. Going back to the mashal, if I create something in this world and then it disappears, if I created it as a temporary scaffolding for something, as a temporary entity, so its disappearance is not a steer at all to what I said. So for Umas Olam, there is no their whole metzias is for a tachlis other than themselves. Their tachlis is not realized within themselves. That surah that they have as they are Umas Olam doesn't do anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only when they're mitzvah of the Klal Yisrael or however they help Klal Yisrael or whatever it is that they become mechuba to it. but within themselves, they're there as a need, as a temporary need. The need, the world needs to have this, ones have that. So their disappearance in no way contradicts HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Kol Yochel, as a Nitzchi. Had he created them lechatchila as beings forever, then you have a kasha. You couldn't do what you set out to do. HaKadosh Baruch set out to put in a temporary scaffolding, so that's that. It says, "Much imagine Big Gvir orders, he's making a party, he orders some sort of structure for the party, marquee or whatever it is." And then someone says, "Well, why are you taking it down if you're so wealthy?" Like, the answer is, you lechatchila made it as a temporary structure. That's what you did. So there's no tainus. Klal Yisrael goes to the etzem ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from the bria. That's the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. It's a ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that does not depend on anything else. He wants Klal Yisrael, obviously when they're doing Tari, but he wants the etzem tzur of it, and therefore it's not shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get rid of them, because this is what he wants be'etzem. It's just like when a person wants something and he can't get it straight, he reroutes, he detours. Those reroutes and those detours are just other echatimtzos getting what he wants. So the constant that stays is what he wants. If I want the candy bar on the top shelf, I'm going to try, lifting up my hand and getting it down. That doesn't work, I'm going to try standing on a chair. That doesn't work, I'll use a ladder. If somebody's looking, I'm going to close the door. Hechetimtzis change. The Guf HaDover never changes, by definition. V'atem Achenu, he says, Chizku v'amtzi b'shon al-psuk v'elamitim. Be firm and strong, and depend on rely on these psukim. V'al yevhila eschem ha-shmad isn't talk for eschem. And don't allow the shmad to confuse you. V'al yafchid and don't let the strength of the goyim and our weakness to frighten you. All of this is a test. To show the world how much amun and chibi you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is, by the way, very much with the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that the purpose of Nisoyan is to become a banner and to show to other nations. The word Nisoyan is demonstration, is probably the best word for Nisoyan. That's how he says it. So we demonstrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his we demonstrate our Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu by standing firm in the face of Nisoyan. That the only one who hold on to the Das HaEmes of Me Yaakov, Hazera Torah Vanoki, Shenemalem Ubasridim Hashem Koirei, Ubeir Shem Yechidim, Veheim Anoshim, Sheomdu Avoisem Al Sinai Veshom Adim Be'Gvura, Veshoch Yedehem Vamunasim Labris. In other words, they were Mekabel Bebris to hold on to emuna and so on. They kill atzmon a ma'isiv a kabbalah of omer kolish liba shem nasev nishma. They are mekabel themselves to do it and to accept it. V'chivu davaz alehem balaboyim achreim, and they accepted it as a choyv on themselves and generation to come. Shekin kosuv lonu v'nein ar oylam. Ukvar hiftichonu aboyis barach ki odom anichnes arav lechaveiroi. V'daylon abarvusoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maftiachos with a gather of arvis, and it explains what arvis is. Avoidi onu shekol mi sheomer al Sinai shemaminu v'sabenu bechol ma shebal yodei. That anyone who Ravaseim was at Sinai, they will remain firm in Torah mitzvahs. So I'm not sure where he sees over here the sketch of Arvis that he's talking about. He's saying, "Kavir tuchana b'riyas spara kadam hanichnas arav lechaveroi v'daylan barvusai." What exactly is where exactly does it say a lashon of arvus and so on? It does say yes that anyone misha amar sinai devaminim, but I'm not sure where there's something. I mean, so he says a pasuk shekain amar kadosh baruch hu hina nechibo alecha ba'ava anon. So he says over here that it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, v'gam b'choye min aloylam. So there's aftocha here, I guess, in the side that they will always believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's part of aftocha. I'm not sure what he says before the word arvus, not as a melitza, but he says kvayftichana b'yis barach ke'odam anichnas arav lechaveroi v'daino revus HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it us in as if it would be arvus. I don't know where he sees that, but I find the pasuk does say v'gam b'chayim min ha'olam, which definitely sounds like a prediction that, you know, it's a aftacha that it'll be true. The figure of Shadas, Shakom Mishnot Nech Hadas, Hanesumayim Rahu, She'enoi Mizera Hanoshim Haheim. So this is an extraordinarily powerful statement. Evechenu Razena Zal, I'll call Mistapik Benevuah La'omda Bezar Sinai. That if somebody has a suffix, in Amun La'omda Bezar Sinai. Not clear where this chazal is or what it is exactly. It certainly is deductible from the pasuk. The pasuk says gam yichamin loylam. It's obviously anyone who's descendant from that Maimon Har Sinai. This would go into that klal. Hamakat zayin atzilcha miasofik v'yarchik mimenu umikema machshavas avias leisofik leimichshol. And person marches those machshavas. The kashrus should marches those machshavas that bring the mechshel and lay suffik. It's interesting. He certainly puts a finger on there are machshavas that bring a person to this. There are machshavas that cool a person out of Brites Hashem. There are certain types of machshavos that dampens a person's emuna, and therefore it's something which is a person needs to avoid because it's dampened their emuna. In all of these type of mamarim, there's a curious part over here. It says kolamistapik b'nevu la'om davay sar sinai, as that somebody was mistapik b'nevu, so everyone was there and Nevuah is implanted in him. I mean, Amunah and Moshe is implanted in him. But so if I see somebody who's not a Maimon, I write it off as him not having been at Sinai. But that becomes a vicious cycle. Or I don't know if a vicious cycle, it becomes a cycle. I can't. If the person is a Maimon, then I say good. If the person not a Maimon, I say obviously wasn't Raglav, wasn't Amir al Sinai. There's no way I can test that. There's no way I can say. I guess in a case, let's say we have two brothers and one is an Apikurus and one is a big Maimon, what would you say over there? If the Ragla Voice was Eimon Har Sinai, so both would be, you know, if the answer would suffice, then both would be good. If not, not. Okay, I'll go upon him. I think we'll hold it here. Any questions? So we'll hold them on the Fika Chachinu Kol Yisrael. Any questions? Okay. So, good night, Cult of all the best bias. Next week, I think so. Just gonna take a quick look. I don't think there's any issue. I think Tuesday is better, probably. Yeah, regular. Okay, B'seder Gamor. Take care. Bye.